All right, it's the Steve Gerber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to businesses across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And in the interest of full disclosure, most people listen to the program regularly would know this, but my father worked for Dow Chemical, was a pharmaceutical rep. So do I have an affinity for Big Pharma? Sure I do. But I also had the unique opportunity to learn a lot, about what the truth was when it came to the research and development, the massive expense. When somebody goes out, when a company goes out and does research and development to create a new disease that will help prevent high blood pressure, they might spend tens of billions of dollars over the course of decades to arrive at a place where they finally have something that they can sell to the public after it gets approved by the FDA. So the investment is incredible. So they should be allowed to make a return on that investment. And while we got one hot button topic after another, let's go right to fracking today. Why not? Kathy Hoekstra, regulatory policy reporter, our next guest from watchdog.org. First, there was no evidence fracking has a widespread systemic impact. Now, apparently, there could be. So says the EPA. They flip-flop all over the place. Kathy Hoekstra, welcome back to the program.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, glad to have you here. So, I mean, first it was, you know, no long-term impact on drinking water, and then it was like, well, wait a second, it might. And there have been some isolated incidents where bad practices were used. But when guidelines are followed and the injection process is regulated, I can't find an incident anywhere, frankly, that said that fracking has destroyed groundwater. Where are you on the investigation?
Well, I am with you, Steve, and really the EPA is with us as well. They came out with, they spent 5 years and $29 million to come up with the same conclusion that you and I just did, that there's a huge lack of data as well as uncertainty in the data that is available. So really, no, there's no proof that fracking or hydraulic fracturing causes contamination of drinking water.
I love these fake documentaries, though. Yeah. I love the fake documentaries that come out and say, look, I can light the tap water on fire. Yeah, and you know what? You could do that prior to the fracking. Because methane is naturally occurring in groundwater in some places in this country, and you can actually do that, frightening as it may be, especially for people who smoke inside their own house. But all kidding aside, that has nothing to do with hydraulic fracturing.
No, absolutely not. And what happened was, you know, the EPA came out with a draft report in 2015, as you mentioned, said no widespread systemic impact on drinking water. And then less than a year later, when the final report was drafted, all of a sudden, boy, that little line was deleted. And what happened was the EPA has a huge advisory board, and what their job is to do is to take that draft report and review it. And they did. And they just didn't like the way it was framed because there's a huge political campaign that's been going on for a long time that's ramped up since fracking kind of began in about 2008, 2009. They do not like removing anything from the earth, no energy resources from the earth.
Well, that's right. And here's the backstory. I mean, and for people that don't understand this, if you go back to 1970 to the first Earth Day when they said we were going into a new ice age and we were going to die from that, and they were actually talking about putting soot, black soot, on the polar ice caps to help them melt faster. And you can go back and look this up. I can't even make that up. But the culprit is always the same, Kathy. It's always Americans use too many natural resources. Americans are greedy and they're rich, and we've got to stop this capitalism because it's destroying the world, which brings us back to exactly what you were saying, Kathy. Don't take anything out of the ground because you're just stealing from Mother Earth. I'm like, what are you smoking?
Right. Well, but it's more politically palatable to come up with fracking ruins our drinking water because everybody wants safe drinking water. So if you can frame that argument, don't take anything out of the earth, to fracking ruins our drinking water, that's more politically palatable, and you can get legislators to go along with it. You can get the EPA to go along with it. Everybody can be a lapdog to to drinking water, as opposed to just the absurd notion that energy resources shouldn't be taken from the earth.
Well, here's the thing, though, just sake of point in fact, water is taken out of the earth. I'm just throwing that out there. We take water out of the earth. In fact, Nestle has its biggest bottling plants for water sold to other Americans in Michigan, where billions of gallons of groundwater are taken out of the aquifer. So I guess it depends on which resource you want to use, Kathy.
Right, I guess so. And you know, the other side might argue that the water is renewable because it still rains. You know, it doesn't rain fuel or oil. So that might be the argument. But yeah, you're right. From a purely technical standpoint, that is removing a resource from the earth when we drink water.
No, exactly right. And you know, the fact of the matter is, some would argue that oil and natural gas are replenishing themselves too, based on the amounts that we have found in the last many years, because it continues, we find more and bigger reserves with our technology, and we're able to extract them in a cleaner, more effective way than we ever have in the past. So I respect American business for the most part, because their kids and grandkids have to live here too. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the new Trump administration, especially with Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt coming in. If he's nominated and confirmed and all of that, then this is a guy who actively sues the EPA and has a pending lawsuit against the EPA over the Clean Power Plan. So this guy's not going to take the pressure.
No, but, you know, and let's make sure people understand he's not the Lone Ranger. He's out there with 28 other states on this latest deal. But, Kathy, I have to run. Kathy Hoekstra, regulatory policy reporter. You can find her at watchdog.org. Kathy, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.